Hi, it's Jeff. Welcome to this masterclass on winning every meeting, where we are covering a highly systematic approach to, you guessed it, winning every meeting. And here we are going to walk through in some level of detail a systematic method that I originally built for myself and then kept refining and improving for my clients. And this approach is designed to be so super simple so you can actually put it to work. Also, a reason why it's simple is so that it can easily be pushed down to other people. See, this is what I've discovered in working with leaders is that it's one thing to advise them directly, but what they really need is highly systematic ways of getting better and better and better every day. And then they need something more. Ways to transmute this to their teams, to push these types of tools down so that with only a small amount of direction, just about anyone can begin putting this approach to work right away. This is what the system for winning every meeting is built to do. It's not just an approach to be prepared to walk into one meeting and perform your best. It's a highly systematic method that enables you to walk into every meeting and deliver your best. And then over time, to get better and better and better and better at the way you put the system to work and the way that you walk in and out of meetings having driven the results that you want. And even though this system is built to be simple and highly actionable, this contains the most advanced tools that I know from the world of top performance. You'll see baked into just one of the protocols, the four-step protocol, intent. For every meeting, think about this for a moment. Every time you walk into a meeting, what's your intent? We all know that goals matter, but goals in an abstract concept mean nothing to us. Specifically, right now, what is your goal walking into your next meeting? And getting so clear on this step is an enormous step in itself. There are hundreds of books on this topic, yet what do you need? Only a way of actually putting it to work all the time, over and over and over again. See, this is what I most learned from my journey through personal development. Reading thousands of books, the mistake that I made in my first, call it 10 years of this, was that I accumulated a lot of great knowledge. I could quote Emerson with the best of them. But what I realized over time was that what mattered more than knowledge, far more than knowledge, reading thousands of books, writing thousands of pages of notes, all that mattered was how good could I get at summarizing it down and down and down and down into highly systematic approaches that I could actually put to work. Having all the knowledge in the world about how to lose weight, reading thousands of diet books is meaningless until you change your diet. And this is one of the misconceptions of personal development. This is why few people who even read all these books ever develop. Because what we need are highly systematic approaches to repeatedly, consistently putting it to work. Now, there's really three big reasons why I first developed this system for myself and then just kept working it and working it for my clients. But before we get to those, I'm going to share with you there's really one key reason why I wanted this and my clients do, and I'm sure you do as well. Don't you want to win more? Right? Don't you want to win more? I mean, we're going to get really deep and sophisticated and dorky on these topics, but don't you just want to get more of what you want? Don't you want to just win more? Right? So that if you're showing up and you're having a meeting, don't you want to just get to the result you want more? If you're in selling, don't you want to sell more effectively and get more sales? If you're a negotiator, don't you want to walk out of a negotiation like, fuck yeah, you drove the result you wanted? If you're in a board meeting, if you're chairing a board, don't you want to walk out feeling like, oh, you really drove the meeting in the way that you wanted to drive it? If you're a leader and you brought your team together, don't you want to feel like you really imparted the best of you to them? That you did what you intended to do and they all walked out ready to go win more? Right, we all have such little time. We want to be as effective as we can be. We want to be as efficient as we can be. All these nice sounding words, but don't you just want to have more success? Don't you want to win more? This is why I started building this type of system when I was at Goldman Sachs. I looked at all these big books being put together for meetings, ruining people's lives, and then watching senior bankers walk in with absolutely zero ability to sell, zero skills at the way that they presented that book, zero intent as to where they wanted to take the meeting. Now, some bankers are exceptional at this, but even the best of them that I know, few have a highly systematic method, let alone a highly systematic method that they can push down to other people so that everyone has repeatable, consistent processes for driving more winning every day. Isn't this what we all want? More winning. So with this meta why in mind, why I wanted this, why we all want this, to win more, here's the three more specific reasons why I built this approach. One, we always drive our best results with process. I know it just sounds so basic. Think about baking a cake. You don't just throw all the stuff together and then suddenly you got a cake. All the raw materials for making a car don't just come in the factory on one side and then a finished product drives out the other. A production line is a highly systematic process for manufacturing a car. It works because it's simple and methodical and consistent and repeatable. All these things that we know drive excellence in everything that we do. It's the same as a golf setup. Watch a top golfer play and what do? They step up to the tee every time and do the same setup. Top athletes do the same setup on game day. We all know this. Process, process, process drives our best results. It's one of my two secrets for getting what you want. First, clear intent. Second, systematic process. The second reason why we all want this approach, I've been hitting on all along, and this is results. Like the golfer, like the production line, like baking a cake, quite simply, we drive better results through better process. And this is what we want, right? We want to win more. We want more better results. We want to optimize our time. We want to be able to drive the type of results that we want because we're highly systematic in the way we do it. See, and this is really the key secret here. It's not just results, is it? It's repeatable results. This is one of the reasons why many leaders are bad leaders, because they can't actually share what they're good at with the people who work for them. So they may be able to manage them or inspire them or motivate them or whatnot, but can they actually train the people who work for them to do what they do so excellently? This is the problem. Being a great leader should mean that you actually help everyone else be great. But how do you do that if you can't decode your own process for being great? And this is the real trick to top performance and to top performing teams. How specifically do you push down excellence in a way that everyone can do it? So it's repeatable, consistent, over and over again, driving top results. Think about the way a football team trains. Think about Vince Lombardi and his power sweep or any other play. They would take that play and hone it over and over and over and over and over again because they had a systematic process for driving top results. Imagine you were going to a brain surgeon to have your head cut open and you said to him, well, talk to me about how you do this. And he said, oh, you know, we just cut it open and then just go from there. Huh? You'd want to know very specifically that he knows what he's doing. There's a process to leading to the result you want. This is why psychotherapy and most coaching is just so pathetic. Oh, it's just so pathetic. There's no process. Of course, there's terrible results. The result is people end up seeing shrinks for years on antidepressants, anti-anxiety pills for years because the shrink has no process to drive consistent results. They just talk. Yeah, let's just talk about your depression. Doesn't solve anything. Top results in everything we do are driven by top process because it's repeatable, consistent, methodical, systematic. And this leads us into the third reason why you want this highly systematic approach for winning every meeting. Continuous improvement. My system for doing what you want is so simple, and everything I build is incredibly simple and obvious once you see it. Yet, why isn't it ever served up for us in this way? How do you get what you want? Build a system of continuous improvement and work towards it every day. Ah, duh! Okay, so why doesn't anyone ever teach us this? How do you get better and better and better at winning every meeting? Have a consistent, repeatable, methodical process that you put to work driving top results over and over again, continuously improving at the way you do it. Seems so obvious, right? And it is. And it has to be. As I keep saying, systems must be so simple so that you can actually do it every day. It's irrelevant what you think you know. It's irrelevant how many times you've read How to Win Friends and Influence People. All that matters is, how do you get better and better and better and better and better at the way you put it to work every single day? Right, this is why a golfer has a standard setup, not just to drive top results, but so that over time, they're continuously improving at the way they play. The auto production line. Again, it just seems so obvious. You hear him laughing at this, which is, think of Kaizen. What was his Japanese innovation? Make everything excellent every day. Strive for excellence every day. And the only way you can do this is when you have a method. It seems so obvious, doesn't it? And it is. Yet, it's not easy to do. This is the real challenge of it. It needs to be simple because it's not easy to do. A great research on this is by Daniel Chambliss called The Mundanity of Excellence, where he went and lived with professional swimmers and analyzed what separates the absolute best from the also swimmers. Take a guess what it was. Was it those who work the hardest? I mean, think about the paradigms in our society. Head down, work hard. Were the hardest working swimmers the fastest? No. Was it hours in the pool? No. Was it mental conditioning and all these fancy tools? No. So what was it? Those who showed up and focused on tiny improvements in quality every single day. That's it. Think about swimming, how precise it needs to be. Just turning the hand a little bit. Improving the efficiency of your kick just a little bit makes a massive difference to your continuous improvement. It's the same as a golf swing, isn't it? Anyone who plays golf knows how challenging it can be and how precise it is to hit that perfect golf shot. When you have a process, now, like the production line, you can focus on continuously improving it every day. Consider how absurd the paradigms of weight loss are in our society. thousands of diet books, thousands of exercise books, yet we get more and more obese every day. Why? Because it's actually very simple. Burn more calories, take less in. Okay. I can't do that. Why? Because it's not easy to do. This is my point. Excellence is not easy to do. It's why it's called the mundanity of excellence, because those top swimmers weren't hitting the pool looking for that next super duper amazing hack that would somehow make them faster. They were simply hitting the pool every day, honing in on tiny improvements in quality that make a massive difference to winning. Bill Marriott, who built an empire based on improving quality, said it. Success is boring. Why? Because it requires getting better and better and better and better and better every day. There's no novelty in it. And so much of how our society conditions us is for this constant novelty, this ADHD that's been programmed by our society. Our brains constantly jumping around from one thing to another. And so getting focused on just those small things that make a massive difference is not easy for many of us to do. But it can be easy. You can turn it into a game. Think of golf. I don't play golf, but I get why so many people love it. Because it's frustrating and hard and challenging and precise. Every time they go out there, they may literally be playing the same course over and over and over and over again. The same holes over and over and over again. But everything's different based on how specifically they hone in on every single shot. It's a game. They do it because it's fun. That mundanity is gone. Consider a really mundane and hard job, which might be making cold calls. Think about that. That's hard. All that rejection, all that fear, lack of results. Yet if you can just hone in on a process, have a great script, train yourself at it, set up these small metrics so that you can just get better and better. Did I keep them on the phone a little bit longer? Did I connect with more people just a little bit more? These tiny focuses can make it a game and make it fun. And of course, drive better and better results over time. So you see that I just keep circling around the same topics, right? Highly systematic approaches drive our best results. And the more we put them to work, consistently improving at them, the better our process gets, the better our results get. So over time, if you're walking in with this tomorrow, you're going to win that meeting more. I guarantee it. How can you not? But the real power of this highly systematic approach to winning every meeting is that 3 months from today, having put this to work over and over and over again, getting better at it, how are you not winning more and more and more? Now, I will also say here, this doesn't mean that you need to do this. Oh, I gotta do it for every meeting. No, you don't. Do it when you want to do it. See, the truth is that none of us need this. Only those of us who want to drive better and better results. And even then, you might not need it for every meeting. Look, we walk in and out of meetings all day, and many of them are low-stakes meetings. Many of them you can walk into and just wing it or spend a few minutes scratching a few notes. But if you're focused on top performance, you want to use every meeting to keep honing your skills. And the protocols that we're going to be walking through are so simple that it's very easy for you to just remind yourself even right before you walk into a meeting. This is the real power of it, which is the more you do this, the better you get at it. So even if you're practicing in these low stakes meetings, what are you really practicing for? You're practicing for game day. You're practicing for when it really counts. Because that's a thing, right? Many meetings don't count, but those that do might be life-changing. That board meeting, job interview, important negotiation or sale. It is like an Olympic athlete. They spend their entire life training for maybe one heat. Their entire life getting better and better and better because when it really counts, they know they want to deliver their best. And that's what we're doing in this masterclass. Honing in on a highly systematic process for you to get better and better and better. Delivering your best at winning every meeting. Whether you use it all the time or some of the time, pros practice how they play. The best do the basics better. And this systematic approach is a way for you to keep practicing the basics. A highly simple set of protocols you can put to work every day in winning every meeting.